You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour two on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Brett Musburger is going to join us a little bit later on. Legendary voice. He's the play-by-play voice for the Raiders and, of course, a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He's Mr. Las Vegas. He'll join us coming up. Your phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning. Good morning to Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. Watch for free. You'll see a man cave like no other man caves that you have in this business. In the world, by the way. And also, we say good morning to our radio affiliates around the country. We got a Woj bomb in the NBA yesterday. I don't know if it was a bomb or not. It was a little bit of a surprise. Ben Simmons reportedly is not going to report to the 76ers camp. He refused to play for the team. At least it looks like that moving forward. It's been brewing in the offseason. Teams seemed to be eager to trade him, but they couldn't find a partner because they were asking too much. Now everybody finds themselves in an awkward position. 76ers don't have any leverage, or not the leverage they thought that could help them get this deal done. And then Ben has nowhere else to go when camp starts. Camp starts next week, by the way. Not long ago, there was a lot of optimism in Philadelphia. You had Simmons, Joel Embiid, young stars built around, gave Simmons a max contract. Simmons hasn't developed offensively, and the flashpoint was in last year's playoffs. He passed up an open dunk against the Hawks when 6-foot Trae Young was coming after him. This appears to be one of those situations where both parties would be better off without one another. The problem is trying to figure out how this is going to work. Keep this in mind. Go back to the playoffs when the 76ers lost to the Hawks. And Doc Rivers was asked after the series, can you win a championship with Ben Simmons as your point guard? And he said, I don't know. Doc is too honest in a situation like that. He could be correct in what he's saying, but that's a must-lie situation. If that didn't open the door, you at least had the keys to open the door. And then Joel Embiid, he didn't exactly back up Ben Simmons either. Now, you have Ben Simmons under contract for 4 more years. Max contract here. And I want to go back to a couple of weeks ago when Joel Embiid, out of nowhere, talked about Ben Simmons, saying nice things. I said, oh, this is all scripted. Because now you're doing it? The reason now is because other teams are going, wait, what do you want for Ben Simmons? So you don't want him, but you want a whole lot for him. You can't have both. And my thought was, if you bring him back, Joel Embiid saying something nice, or you're saying, I guess, to the rest of the NBA, hey, I love Ben. I want him back here. Not that a team's going to go, oh my gosh, now we have to trade for him. Now we have to give them what they want. Ben Simmons needs to go someplace else. I can't imagine Philadelphia, the fans, Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers. I don't see that happening. The question is, where does he go? And I thought Sacramento, Houston would be two places. Like, he almost needs to be in a situation where these aren't high-profile games, important games. Like, he almost has to refind himself. I don't know if Portland is going to be a place. And I thought all along Portland would be the place that they might trade for him. But, you know, does Dame Lillard want to play with him? Does Philly want C.J. McCollum? Philly wants Dame Lillard, which, yeah, but I would not be making that trade. C.J. McCollum, okay. Houston, I thought that's where he was going. And that's a young team. I don't know. And Ben's not old. What is he, 25? So you can bring him in here, but what role does he play? Is anybody else truly interested in Ben Simmons? And the fact that Philadelphia is not interested would make me sort of shy away and go, they don't want him, but they want you to want him. Why is that? That doesn't make any sense. But Daryl Morey seems to pull off these deals and not afraid to swing for the fences. But I also think you need to understand how far the fence is. You can swing for the fences. You might have warning track power when it comes to Ben Simmons. And that would be the big concern. you're going to have to take less for Ben Simmons because you have shined the spotlight on his flaws. He doesn't want to shoot free throws, and he doesn't want to shoot. Can't shoot. But he does other things well. He needs to find a place just like Draymond Green is with Golden State. In fact, I thought that would be a great person to be able to replace Draymond Green and then maybe give Philadelphia a different look with Draymond Green. But, you know, Draymond Green can shoot threes, but he doesn't go out there needing to shoot. He does other things for you. He's a rebounder, real good defender, tough guy, instigator. And maybe you get an older version of Ben Simmons. And this way, Golden State has got a lot of young players there. I thought that that might be a nice mix. And just by watching Steph Curry and Klay Thompson shoot, you're going to get better. And maybe they could actually help him. Steve Kerr is one of the great shooters of all time. You have three of the greatest shooters of all time on the same team. And I take away that pressure that, oh, my God, he's got to go to the free throw line. Oh, my God, he's going to take a three. He'd need to be a really good defender, handle the ball, distribute. Those would be things that he would do well. No one ever said, boy, Magic Johnson can't shoot. Magic never had a jumper. But Magic was aggressive on offense. And that's the difference. Ben Simmons is not aggressive. He doesn't want to go to the free throw line. Magic would take it to the hoop. But he had a set shot. There wasn't anything that was magical about his jump shot. But he did other things really well. But Ben is a better defender, probably as good, if not better, rebounder. But it just Magic had the confidence, the command. Ben doesn't have any confidence. Magic comes down the floor, and it's like, I don't know who's getting it. Somebody's getting it. Somebody's going to look. I'm going to embarrass somebody here. And Ben doesn't do that. Ben is like, let me defer. And you can't play that position like that. Yes, he.
I think it hurts Ben Simmons a lot, too, at least the perception of the player that he is, that he's playing in this era of people regularly taking, 45-foot three-pointers, and it's no big deal, wherein you can't hit a free throw, dude. You're going to pass up a dunk, and meanwhile, Damian Lillard's shooting from the other side of the stadium. Like, dude, what?
He's got to work on shooting free throws, because if you shoot free throws, then you can be aggressive going to the hoop. But you're shooting 61%. You can't shoot 61% having the ball in your hands all the time. And late in games, you don't want the ball. I can guard you at the end of a game because I know you don't want to shoot. And when you become a negative at the end of a game, that's tough to win championships with one of your two best players. You're a max contract guy and you can't shoot. Yeah, Paul.
Do you think Simmons and his people are trying to pull the same move that James Harden did a year ago, but they don't have 33-10-8 to go with it?
Yeah.
James Harden was, he could do everything well. Yeah, I mean, defense, who cares? But James Harden was as elite as it gets when he pushed for a trade.
I just have to find a place where he can regain his confidence. And I don't know exactly. I thought he should have played for the Australian Olympic team. Play with people you know. Get confidence. And therefore you can, he's in his own head. And that's, we've seen athletes, once they get in, it's really hard to get out. But if I'm Philadelphia, I know you don't want him. The question is, what are we willing to take for him? What can you get? How much value does he have? I think he has a lot of value. But I would go back and have him watch that Utah game when he scored, I think, 42 points. When Joel Embiid was out, I would have Ben go back and say, who is that guy? And why can't you be that guy? But is he broken? It's close. It's close. But I don't think he comes back to Philadelphia. I don't think you can have him back. Lawrence in Texas joins us. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind?
No, you're talking about Ben Simmons. I'm calling from San Antonio. And I know I haven't heard your comment about Woj, but I've heard that the Spurs are in the mix for Ben Simmons. San Antonio would be a perfect fit for him. And you're talking about free throws. He can't shoot a free throw, but look at Will Chamberlain. He can shoot free throws either. He scored 100 points. And I thought, and he led the league in points, rebounds, and assists, I believe, 12.7 at one time.
Yeah, but he was dominating on offense. He couldn't shoot free throws, but he still dominated on offense. So it's Ben doesn't dominate on offense.
Okay, let me get to my point.
All right.
Wilt Chamberlain also dominated on defense. Except, I mean, he played in the era of Bill Russell, so he got overshadowed. But my point, I mean, Simmons, put him on the low post.
No. They've done that, but thanks for the phone call, Lawrence. He doesn't want to get fouled. He doesn't want to be inside. He wants to distribute. He's a perimeter player who's not good on the perimeter. I mean, that's it. He don't want to go inside.
It's so funny how simple you said that, but it's mind-blowing. He's a perimeter player who can't play well on the perimeter.
Yes. I mean, can you trade him to Sacramento? You could get a pretty good package there. I mean, Tyrese Halliburton, Buddy Hield, Marvin Bagley Jr. the third. You know, the Blazers, if I don't know. I don't know if I would give up Damian Lillard. I don't know. Yeah, McLovin.
One of the other myths is, you know, he's like a defensive player of the year candidate. He is a glove, but if you're a 6'2" quick shooting guard, yeah, you will just destroy him.
No, you're right.
Because like Trae Young is 50 feet from the basket.
Yeah.
So it's like Seton said, today's NBA is just not built for him.
Yeah, he got exposed a little bit with Trae Young. You know, Minnesota is also a possibility. D'Angelo Russell, the Bulls with Zach LaVine. Like there's teams, but I still go, if I'm one of these teams, what am I getting in Ben Simmons? If I'm Philadelphia, I know what I'm getting with McCollum or Dame Lillard or Buddy Hield from the Sacramento Kings, Zach LaVine. I don't know what I'm getting in Ben Simmons. I don't know who he is when I get him. Like he said, I go back to college. When I saw him in his 1 year at LSU, I said, I think he's shooting with the wrong hand. And I was sort of joking, but I wasn't. Because I thought, how does somebody not help some? You see somebody who has that much talent, and then you look at that shot, and then you go, ooh, you know what? How about we spend some time in the lab here? But it hasn't gotten better. Lonzo Ball has made himself a better player. But he worked at making himself a better player. And he had that hesitancy. He didn't want to shoot. He was nervous on the perimeter. You could see him. It'd be like a wide open 18-footer and be like, I'm going to throw it over here. And you can't compare Ben Simmons to Wilt Chamberlain. Completely different era. I mean, and Wilt was Wilt averaged 50 a game one season. And yes, I know he led the league in every statistical category at some point in his career, including assists. Yes, McLeod.
You know, maybe there's a comparison with Giannis. He couldn't hit his free throws. He got cold in the postseason, too, but then he figured it out.
Yeah, Giannis still has to improve. LeBron is not a knockdown, clutch-time free throw shooter. It happens. I don't like LeBron's form. Luka, you would think, being that good a shooter, should be a better. But you get to the line, there's no movement, nobody's saying anything, or you might be on the road and they are saying a lot of things to you. It's not normal. Because in the flow of a game, you don't think like that. You get to line, you're like, three dribbles, it's a little bit different. It plays tricks with you. At least it does with some of these players. Yeah, Paul.
You can even compare him a little apples and oranges to Zion Williamson coming out of college. Zion only took 30 threes last year in 60 games. He really hasn't tried the three. But Zion averaged 27 points per game last year, basically playing the post and distributing. And Zion's free throws went up from 64% to 70% in 1 year.
Yeah.
He's not even 21 yet.
And he doesn't have a jump shot. So one of the greatest leapers in the game does not have a jump shot. He has a set shot. And it's not a bad-looking set shot. But he doesn't have a jumper. He has nice form. Yeah, McLovin.
At least we know he's shooting with the right hand.
Yes, the left
hand.
He's
a real lefty, yeah.
Yes. His correct hand is his left hand. But, you know, he wants to get in the paint, his put back points, second chance points, you know, lead the NBA. But he's not afraid to get to the free throw line. But you have to, if you're going to have the ball and you're going to have the ball majority of the time, you have to be a 75% free throw shooter. You just have to be. But Ben Simmons, I think he needs to disappear where his games aren't on national TV, where he's not playing in big games right now, because I don't think he's ready for it. But if I could get him and I don't have to give up as much as the 76ers want, I'd certainly look into that. Absolutely. I just don't want him to get into a situation where he ends up with like the Cavaliers or something. You're going, he'll get bad habits in some of these other places as well. But he does need to go where the spotlight is just not as bright. Take a break. We'll come back after this. We'll get to your phone calls. Are we going to change our poll question? Or are we going to stay with Simo?
The first hour was the quarterback. Which veteran quarterback would you add? I'm going to save the results because they're very surprising.
All right. 17 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Pulled out the Discover credit card last night. Went to dinner with my two of my daughters. And, they have no problem with me picking up dinner. And but that Discover credit card. See, now they know that I said, well, Discover matches all the cash back you earn on the credit card at the end of your first year automatically. So now that's used against me. It's like, isn't this matching all the cash back automatically? I go, yes, it is. Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Unlock the Truth, the new Peacock original drama, Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Harvard symbologist Robert Langdon must solve a series of deadly puzzles to stop a global conspiracy. Only on Peacock. Go to PeacockTV.com. Sign up today. Marcus Hayes covers the NBA, covers the 76ers for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's a columnist. And he had a tweet yesterday that said, Ben Simmons says he's going to treat training camp and the regular season just like he treats the playoffs. He ain't showing up.
Oh, that's cold.
He goes on to say, let him sit. Let him lose the money. The Sixers can win without Simmons. Somebody has to finally stand up to these players reneging on their contracts. That's Marcus Hayes of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Yes, McLovin?
Yeah, Philly does not like Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
They're mad at him, I think.
So why are we surprised that he doesn't want to stay there? Now, what happened first? That they turned on Ben or Ben turned on them?
He's not good in that system. That's what happened first. He's just not, it doesn't accentuate his talent.
Okay, but did he go out and say, hey, I want out of here. I'm going to play poorly. I just think he lost confidence. Therefore, on a big stage, it was exacerbated. And, you know, it doesn't take long for the Philly fans to turn on you. Yeah, Paul.
Is there a better way to get traded from a team? Remember Deshaun Watson before the accusations? He wanted out, and he announced it. It got out.
Yeah.
James Harden, it seemed like he basically shut down last year and wouldn't play.
Well, Harden quit.
Yes.
Yeah, he quit. That's why I said he can't be MVP.
But it worked out for him. He got to go where he wanted to
go.
If you're Ben Simmons, can you keep quiet, don't leak it, and go in and talk to management, or is it not possible?
Well, maybe he did that. Maybe he said, like, you know, nobody was backing me up. I'm going to guess his agent probably said, hey, like, to Daryl Morey, the GM, like, nobody's backing my guy, and you still want him? Do you really want him? And plus, can you dictate where you want to go? James Harden wanted to go to the Nets, and then they acquiesced and sent him to the Nets, you know, for a terrible deal. But I don't know if Ben Simmons has that cachet where he can say, I want out, and this is where I want to go. He might just say, hey, I want out, and then you're going to dictate to him where we're going to send you. Yeah, McLovin.
I was wondering if, like, Rich Paul, his agent, is actually calling teams like the Cavs and the Rocks and saying, do not trade for this guy because we will not cooperate or something. Like, if there's, like, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Sure.
Because he's sure. Wasn't there a report that that Ben wants to go to L.A.?
Yeah. Where's he going to play in L.A.? Is there a third team in L.A. that I don't know about? Because I don't know if... So I'm going to put him on the Lakers? And so I got two ball dominant guys. I got LeBron and I got Russell Westbrook. No, I don't think that's going to work. Yes, McLovin.
Well, Sacramento's in California. It's basically the same as LA.
No. Yeah, no, it's not.
Hey, Ben, we're going to be trading you to California. Super. Well, yeah. Stick around for the rest of it.
The Warriors? No. Lakers? No. Okay, Clippers? No. Kings? Yeah. Yes.
No offense.
Yeah, how's that going to go over? Okay, if you could trade for Ben Simmons or Deshaun Watson, who would you trade for? Like Deshaun Watson, we don't know what's going to happen. It's off the field. On the field, he's one of the top three quarterbacks probably. Ben has on the court issues. It feels like the off the field issues will eventually be solved. I don't know if Ben's on the court issues will eventually be solved. And they're probably about the same age. I think Deshaun Watson would be tough to sell as my quarterback. I wouldn't trade for him. I understand the talent, but I also have to at some point say, nah, I don't think so. I think I'm going to pass on that PR nightmare. Ben, I'd trade for him. The question is, how much am I giving up? And can he be on a roster that sort of insulates him? That would be the key for me. Dustin in Arkansas joins us. Hey, Dustin, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP. First time, long time, 6'4", 285. Just had a question. Is it too late to teach Ben Simmons to go with the other hand? Like, if you was to take a quarterback, say he got hurt, and could you teach him to throw with the other hand? Is it too late in the game to do that? I don't play basketball. I was a football guy, so
yes,
I don't know.
It would be too late. Thank you, Dustin. In today's NBA, where you're shooting threes, there have been players who can shoot with both hands, but if you're going to shoot distance, that would be pretty tough to ask him to do. But I do think that there's certain drills. There are some really good shooting coaches out there. The question is, does he want to put in the time to understand how to shoot? And if I was Ben Simmons and I could get with Ray Allen or Reggie Miller, you know, guys that put in the time. And I mean, but there are also guys who weren't NBA players who are really good shooting coaches. And I've been around two of them because I'm still trying to perfect my shot, and I'm 65, and I'm right-handed, and I'm a better shooter than Ben Simmons is. But, you know, a shooter never stops wanting to be great, greater. Steph Curry, he wants to be perfect. Steph Curry has a drill, a free throw drill, that he has to shoot it where it doesn't touch rim. It just touches net. He has to make, you know, a certain number in a row. He's looking for perfection. Ben Simmons has to have that quest, that thirst. It says, I want to be great. I don't want to be just good. I want to be great. I want to be a great all-around player. I want to be a great shooter. I want to be a knockdown shooter. I want to be able to make free throws, 75% of them. Like, those are the things. That's it. He does the other things well. But learning how to shoot and how somebody did not teach him how to shoot, if I saw somebody with that much talent and I went, you know, he's good defender and rebound and really good passer and he can't shoot though, I'd be like, well, let's make him a better shooter. How about we do that? But I don't know Ben Simmons. I don't know. Maybe we had him on once, but I don't know how hard he works. When you post videos that tell me you're working hard, I get nervous because that feels like, Hey, Ben's working hard. I don't know if he is. He just sent out one video. It's like Fritzy. If Fritzy goes back and lifts weights for about 7 minutes, but he sent out a video, people would go, man, Fritzy, getting in shape. But that's, you're doing 30 seconds of, you know, curls. That's
maybe
it.
30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
But we will never know if Ben Simmons is a hardworking athlete or not because the Sixers wouldn't tell you while he's still a Sixer. And when he leaves, it'll sound like sour grapes. Well, he never worked hard when he was here. Why didn't we know that when he was actually on the team?
Yeah.
It'll sound like sour grapes.
All right, we'll get to phone calls, more phone calls here. And McLovin has an against the grain. Do you want to do this against the grain?
Yes, and there's one reason you might not like this.
Because it's not any good?
No, not that reason. No. That ship sailed a long time ago.
What's the theme of you're against the grain?
These are two random players we should be paying attention to, and we're not. Okay, the first one, the reason you wouldn't like it. See if you can guess.
Right.
I'll give you the position, a quarterback that we should be talking about more, but for some reason we're not.
Sam Darnold.
That's a good one, but no.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
I'm going obvious, Andy Dalton.
No, I talk about him every day.
Yeah.
You told me to stop talking about
him. Yes, I did. Jimmy Garoppolo.
No. That's another good one. But by the way, you're playing in the right playground right now. He is the Denver Broncos.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, we not talking about Teddy Bridgewater because we find Todd's Broncos fandom annoying, because Teddy Bridgewater is on fire right now. He is
fire.
Arguably one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the league so far.
Okay, easy.
Well, I mean, he played Jacksonville. So his performance so far, I think he's...
I love Teddy, love his story, but I don't think he's a marquee quarterback.
But remember when he was a rookie and then he looked like he was developing that way, then he had this terrible injury.
Yeah.
Maybe he's back to that. He's completing 78% of his passes.
I know. He did this when he filled in New Orleans. He won five games and beat Seattle in Seattle. No, I get it. But I mean, Teddy Bridgewater, congratulations.
I think they play the Jets this week, so he's going to have probably another good game. Okay, the other guy, this is even more random. He's a wide receiver who's been seemingly on every team in the league. You won't even know what team he is on, but I caught him the other day, and I'm like, well, this guy is shockingly good. There's no way you'll guess it.
Cordero Patterson.
No.
Yeah, Paul.
Emmanuel Sanders?
Oh, no, I love Emmanuel Sanders, but he probably is good somewhere, but no.
Okay.
How about Houston Texans wide receiver Brandon Cooks? He's on fire so far this year. He's second in the league in receiving yards. I watched the Texans the other day. He blows by his man. He's open by 15 yards, and Davis Mills throws the ball completely in a different direction. He's like he's having like a little Pro Bowl season.
Why don't they trade him now? Trade him now.
Yeah, trade him. Like Brandon Cooks, hasn't he been around for like, he's 27. I feel like he's played on 9 different teams, but I watched him the other day. I'm like, well, Brandon Cooks is really good. That's it. That's all I got.
Against the Grain brought to you by Panini America Packs. This is the official trading card partner of the Dan Patrick Show. For autographed cards, memorabilia, rare inserts, rookie cards, there's something for everyone in Panini America Packs. Start or continue your collection now at PaniniAmerica.net. Yes, McClellan.
All right, four teams for Brandon Cooks. New Orleans, New England, Rams, and now the Texans. All right. He's lost there, though.
Okay. Thank you, McClellan. Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
Oh, Dan. Yeah. Did you get the number of that milk truck that I just got hit by? I'm calling Peter on the people of Wisconsin because you can't do Lions like that. Trying to stop Aaron Rodgers is like stopping McLovin from telling you what school he went to, or stopping Fritz from getting a hold of that pizza pie. That's what I'm talking about. It's just really, 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 really bad. The one thing that I want to ask you, though, Dan, is this. With the great product, the great games, I mean, you got even close games that the NFL has. They got the Chargers, you have the Giants, you have all of these great teams that are doing so wonderful. Why would you muddy the waters with this taunting rule? And it's kind of funny because it comes right around the time that you're married to, like, betting and wagering now. So I can, you know, make a bet or whatever, and out comes the laundry because I have an emotional outbreak against the guy I've been going against at its essence. And get me if I'm wrong. At its essence, isn't the NFL an adversarial type of sport? Don't you go against each other and talk trash all game? And then when I get the best of you, you're going to penalize me.
Yeah, it's but totally they just don't want retaliation either now or down the road. You know, baseball has this where somebody gets hit and then you don't see that team for a couple of months and then they come to town and then there's retaliatory measures that are taken. The NFL doesn't want that. I don't know if we've seen that before that would lead us to this point. I just didn't know there was a groundswell for the anti-taunting portion of the program. Sean in Oregon. Hey, Sean.
Dan, there's a difference between celebrating and taunting. And they need to put it down in black and white, I guess. But I believe that the players should treat each other with a little more respect and for your opponent. And they should leave the taunting to the fans. And I'd like to see the coaches do the taunting.
That won't go well either, Sean. We've seen a coach get involved with a player on the sidelines with the Chiefs and the Browns. We don't need that. Yeah, Seton.
We could very easily make the argument, too, that fans feel a little too comfortable taunting players. There's been a lot of incidents where that maybe overstepped a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. There's decades of that. Yes, boy.
Remember our idea a few years ago that one player in every league gets to go in the stands and takes care of a fan? You don't know who's going to be from week to week. Once a year, though.
That won't go well either.
No.
No, that won't. That will not. Willie in Alabama. Hi, Willie. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Love the show.
Thank you.
I have a question for McLovin.
Oh.
Did he wear that, did he wash that shirt after Paulie wore it yesterday?
No. We all have our own shirts here. McLovin has the Win the Tailgate shirt.
Yeah, I have Oregon. Paulie went Notre Dame yesterday.
Yeah.
And these are really cool. If you look up close, there's all these details about the college on them. So I'm in love with this shirt.
Yeah.
And green, you know, I have sort of greenish eyes.
Shut up. We need to tailgate soon. I want to go to West Point. I do.
I think they have your Miami, Ohio team coming up soon.
Yeah. The Red Hawks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Red Hawks are coming to town.
That they're going to unload on them, no offense.
I don't know.
See what they did to UConn the other day? It was hysterical.
I think we might be able to compete against UConn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Play quarterback.
Yeah, we might be able to. Yeah, since
they are terrible.
Yeah, they are. They need to, Paulie said this yesterday, they need to go down to 1AA.
Or maybe two. Let's go down to two and see how.
Or three, yeah. Or Division III. You know, go down to Division III, maybe you know, be a national powerhouse. Yes, yes.
It's also not a good sign when you're saying you're going to step down your coach at the end of the season. Like, you know what? Why don't we effective immediately and say you can
I'm going to step down. No, no, do it now. Do it now.
Man.
Let's see. Justin in Arkansas. Hey, Justin.
Morning, DP. First time, long time. 59205. I just had an interesting trade proposal. Just wanted to see if you could talk about a potential trade for Ben Simmons and Donovan Mitchell. They came in around the same time and had public views, but they're all-star centers. Just want to see what you think.
Okay, but if I'm the Jazz, why do I want Ben Simmons? And why do I want to give up Donovan Mitchell?
Ben Simmons is a good defender. He can spread the ball around. And Donovan Mitchell, he is everything Ben Simmons isn't. He isn't afraid. He can put up points. You don't have to worry about his free throw shooting.
Yeah, but I don't want to give up Donovan Mitchell. Well, thank you, Justin. I mean, Donovan Mitchell averaged 26 a game. These guys are the same age. I'm missing something here. Yeah, McLovin.
So you're saying Daryl Morey is going to take Donovan Mitchell for Ben Simmons?
Yeah. He would drive there to pick him up. He would drive Ben Simmons to Salt Lake. Yes, Todd?
That argument just convinced me more than ever to definitely not make that deal and keep everybody where they are.
We'll also throw in Zion Williamson, too. I mean, might as well give us even more.
Mark in Washington. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey Dan. Second time, long time, 5 pounds, 7 ounces, 19 inches. My passion bucket is overflowing, Dan. We have a beautiful baby girl named Mary Lou that joined us last week.
Awesome. Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you, Dan. I just want to thank you for all your advice. We have an 8-year-old daughter, and I always think about what you said, where with girls, just listen, and they will tell you everything, and that is so true. So thank you so much.
Yeah, you're going to be listening a lot there, Mark. Thanks for the phone call. With girls, just listen. Last night I went to dinner with my wife and two of my daughters, and I just listened because if you listen with your girls, they'll tell you. They'll talk to you. It's just you don't want to be the, hey, let me give you some advice. You know, it's more of just, let me just listen, then you pick your spots. That's all. Yeah, Paul.
I've got a question for you. I've been sitting on this one for about 9 years. If your daughter, and I'm not there yet, if your daughter has a new boyfriend that you don't really care for, do you let it be known that you don't care for them, or do you hold back? Because I think the psychology is, if you let the daughter know you don't like them, that kid could be more attractive to the daughter, you know, like to defy dad. Is there a policy there or strategy?
I've experienced this before without mentioning any names, but you embrace who your daughter likes. Even if I don't like the guy who showed up on a motorcycle without a helmet on and then wanted my daughter to get on the motorcycle without a helmet, and then I said, you're not going to get on that motorcycle. Now, if he comes back with a car, then, you know, then you can go on. But you're not getting on a motorcycle. You're just not. She dumped him soon after. We called him Spicoli because he looked like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And my daughter goes, Dad, who is Spicoli? And I go, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Sean Penn. Watch it. And then she watched it and she goes, oh, my God. That wasn't a compliment. I go, Spicoli had some nice qualities about him. But it's if you say you can't or don't or you shouldn't, then sometimes they will go the other way. But you just if you have raised them right, that's what my wife always says. If we've done our job, then they'll pick the right person. Yes, Eden.
I had a girlfriend when I was in high school that my parents called Lincoln because she always came around like a bad penny. They're like, oh, Lincoln's back, huh? Yeah, one of those like on again, off again kind of thing. Oh, Lincoln's back, huh? Okay.
Four score. Yes, Paul.
See, I was a much better son. I never had any girlfriends in high school to bother my mom.
Well, you and McLovin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, the whatever team signed him cut that guy D Virgin yesterday. I was going to bring it up.
D Virgin got cut?
Yeah, he was on the practice squad. Now he's a free agent, much like I was.
I was going to get a jersey. I got my Tebow jersey. I could get my Virgin jersey. Maybe I could get Madonna to sign it. We'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. Brent Musburger will join us coming up next hour. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Did you know major champs John Rahm and Phil Mickelson both play the Callaway Chrome Soft X golf ball? Callaway doesn't just make a better golf ball for the major champions. They make a better ball for everybody. No matter what your style of play is, there's a better Chrome Soft golf ball for you. It's the number one selling tour ball, Chrome Soft. That's because most golfers love the combination of incredible distance, soft feel, and short game control. Then there's Callaway's number one ball on tour, Chrome Soft X. This ball is designed to give players precise shot workability and amazing greenside action. You know, you want to get distance, you also want to get feel. Callaway's longest tour ball, the new Chrome Soft XLS. The LS is low spin, provides max distance off the tee, but maintains tour level short game spin. That feel that you want. Chrome Soft isn't just better for the major champs, for the pros. It's better for everyone. Find your Chrome Soft today at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. That's CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Fox Sports 1 with the call. Alex Morgan scored a hat trick for the United States. U.S. beats Paraguay 8-0 in a friendly. Alex Morgan's retiring. She's going out in style, if that's the case. Unbelievable. Discover the Discover credit card, and you'll learn that Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing. because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States. Take credit cards. Learn more. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Phil in Indiana joins us. Phil, good morning. What's on your mind?
Dan, always a great pleasure to be with you. By the way, yesterday you were talking about which Danette would probably be best in prison. I can tell you McLovin probably wouldn't last 15 minutes, as annoying as he is in prison, but I thought that was a pretty interesting poll. But Dan, on Ben Simmons, if you're a GM, a savvy GM, why would you ever leverage your franchise to trade to get this guy, especially when he's going to be making 90-plus million over the next 3 years? And then the other part of this, Dan, is I think the ceiling is as high as it's ever going to get for that guy. I don't believe he's ever going to get better than he is right now. And so I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Always a pleasure, Dan. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you. Depends on what I have to give up to get him. You know, he does cost a lot of money. But it feels like everybody in the NBA call. I mean, John Wall makes $42 million. So if I'm paying Ben Simmons $30 million, you might go, God, you're paying him $30 million. Well, that's just the salary cap. Everybody's getting quarterback money in the NBA. But do I want Ben Simmons? If you said I could make a trade, let's say I threw out James, not that Philly would do this, Draymond Green and James Wiseman for Ben Simmons. Not that Philly would do it, but I'm just saying, if you had something like that where I'm Golden State, I would do that. I'd do that in a heartbeat. Yeah, McLovin.
You don't think Philly would do that? I thought Wiseman was kind of well thought of.
He is, but I don't know if he's well thought of with, you have Joel Embiid. I just don't know how he fits in with what they want to do. But, you know, Draymond Green gives you that veteran leadership toughness there. But, you know, there's only a couple places where I see it happening. Either he has to disappear off the NBA map and play for a team that's never on national TV, or have him go to a contender where he doesn't have to be the star, that there's three stars. Now, Golden State has people. Philadelphia, he had to be one of those stars, and he didn't know how to act that way. He wasn't consistent. Yes, he.
Why does Ben Simmons fit Golden State?
Because he would be a rebounder, defender, and he would be a passer. They have their shooters. He doesn't. I think he could learn from Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on how to be a professional shooter, or at least improve. But he'd be a younger version of Draymond Green with rebounding and playing defense and passing. Yeah, Paul.
What if the Sixers just said, oh, we're gonna play without him for a while, just not trade him and leave him in limbo and be difficult about it? Would an owner ever do that and just say, let's see what our team is like without him and see how well we do, and then trade him midseason?
Well, it might be, you know, camp starts next week.
But maybe you could take advantage of a team having an injury down the road. Or. Yeah.
But I don't think Ben, I mean, can you imagine, you know, like Philadelphia going to be embracing him? If opening night and at guard out of LSU, Ben Simmons, and then how are they going to react? Or you have him on the bench and he doesn't play? Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Well, you know, we've seen somebody escape the process when the process and Doc Rivers were not working for them. And that's Markelle Fultz, who just finished his second season in Orlando, and he was shooting 47% from the field. So there, I think you're right. I know you're big on the Kings with this, but I believe that you're absolutely right. Ben Simmons needs to escape from the limelight, whether it's what he wants or not. He needs to not go to a big city. He needs to go somewhere where he can just refine himself for a few years, because he's young enough to reinvent his shot and come back stronger if he, you know, gets traded to somewhere, yeah, like Sacramento.
But at least with Markelle Fultz, he had an injury and then developed the yips. Ben Simmons hasn't had an injury. Markelle Fultz had a reason why he had to rehabilitate his shot. Big difference there. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Brent Musburger stops by. One more item as we close out hour two. Got a new app for you. It's going to save you time and make it easy to manage your investments. The Stifel Wealth Tracker app. You spell Stifel, S-T-I-F-E-L. They have been helping people with their investments, managing them for over 130 years. This is no fly-by-night. 130 years of helping people, helping their clients. When you need professional guidance, you can use Stifel's Wealth Tracker to connect you with a Stifel financial advisor and get the help that you need. And you want to be able to build your personal balance sheet. You want to track your net worth over time. You want to figure out, can you retire? When it comes to managing your investments, you got to know where you stand. That's half the battle. Stifel. And they'll connect you with a Stifel financial advisor to get the help that you need. And best of all, the Stifel Wealth Tracker app, completely free. Just download the Stifel Wealth Tracker on the App Store, Google Play, or at stifel.com/tracker. S-T-I-F-E-L, stifel.com/tracker.